せーの、
こんばんは。ようこそタビリンガルポッドキャストへ。
Welcome everybody to the タビリンガルポッドキャスト。
ちょっと久しぶりすぎ？
久しぶりです。 Long time no see everybody。
どんぐらい空いちゃった？
久しぶりすぎてこれイントロテイク3です。
言えません。
テルミがカミカミです。
何を言うか忘れました。はい、
It's been that long, yeah. It's been a while、はい、yeah. Sorry, we haven't been updating with the podcast, but we have something to talk about today, ね。
はい、
これもちょっと遅れてしまったのですが、1月30日になんと on January 30th、so about a week and a few couple days ago we had our first offline event。
おー、
ね、
はい、
はい、えい、パチパチパチ、ね、初の、オフラインイベント、
うん、まあオンラインでもやったことないけど、
うん、初のイベントを、1月30日開催することができまして、ね、
うん、
すごい楽しかったです。
はい、
はい、We were able to have our event、at my old workplace. Well, not really old workplace anymore because、because it's in a new spot, I guess. Old company.
あ、ね、うん、
会場がね、僕の前の現職の現職前の仕事の職場のオフィスでやったんですけれども、まず場所と時間を、貸していただいて本当にありがとうございました。
それね。
Yeah, thank you for、lending us the spectacular space at WeWork Tenjin Brick Cross. It's a brand new building that opened last year when we were on our travels.、
うん、
And、ね、約60人ぐらい、
うん、60人ぐらいいたと思った。
Maybe about 50 or 60 people came out to the event、so thank you everybody for coming、it was amazing getting to see everybody in one place again、we've been back for a couple months now, but、you know, there's been a lot of people we still haven't been able to see yet, and so a lot of people that I didn't think we'd be able to see came out too. So yeah, very、appreciative and glad we got to catch up a little bit. ね。
うん。もうで1時間の予定だったけど、結構長くまでみんないてくれたし、質問もいっぱいしてくれて、はい、ありがとうございました。
はい。And、for those of you that reached out to us saying sorry you couldn't make it, or you know、you had other things going on、yeah, hope to see you in person sometime soon, but、I think this episode is for you、
yeah. For me?
For、え? The people that
couldn't come. そういうことね、はい、うん、
来れなかった人たちもね、実際結構何人かいて、まあ、連絡くれたり、申し訳ないんだけど行けないんだけどみたいな感じでわざわざ連絡くれた人もいたので、その人たちのためにこのエピソードを収録しようと思いました。
はい、
ほとんど俺しか話してないじゃんよ。
だって何話すかちょっとよく分かってないんだもん。
はい、So we just talked at the event、it was like a talk event about our travels last year, and、we wanted to just kind of go over what we talked about
Mm.
at a presentation. So we made like a presentation, it was mostly picture based, but we just did like an overview of our route, our travels, and then we just answered a lot of the questions that we've been getting、mm. So we did like a FAQ kind of thing, and we answered 4 questions. A lot of these questions you would know the answer toIf you had listened to our whole entire podcast, but we have a lot of episodes, so if you haven't listened to them, we don't blame you.
その辺だから飛ばせばいいんじゃない？
まあ、ささっと行きますか。
あ、行くの？
ささっと。
はい。
So what was the first question that we answered in our FAQ?
どの国が一番良かったか。
What was our favorite country? And the answer to that is?
Uzbekistan.
Why?
ご飯も美味しかったし、人も良かったし、物価も安かったし、この
Yeah, everything、
はい、
was great、
はい、
I think that was like one of our most recent episodes、
うん、
yeah.
うん、
We also did like a quiz, and so we kind of quizzed everybody on how well they were listening to our podcast. Kana. Okay, question number two. What was our least favorite country, or where we wouldn't recommend on going? And the answer to that is? The answer is America. That is also in our podcast as well. And this is nothing against people that love going to the US, because a lot of Japanese people do. But nande dame datta no, America wa?
Bukka ga mecha takai.
Yeah, very expensive.
Hai. で、まあ、クイズがあって、まあ、ドジャーズスタジアムのビールいくらでしょうみたいなのをやって。
Yeah, we talked about how much a beer costs at Dodger Stadium.
はい。
Which is... いくらだっけ ?$20?
うん。まあ、大体3000円。
Yeah, it's roughly 3,000 yen for one beer at Dodger Stadium. It's kind of crazy.
はい。Yeah. ちゃっといきます。
はい。
次、危険な目に遭いましたかっていうので、
Was there Lex's question was, did anything dangerous happen to us?
で、まあ実際何があったでしょうで、A が強盗、B がぼったくり、C が交通事故。
Yep. And then the answer was?
ぼったくり。
Yeah, we got ripped off.
我々があったぼったくりのことをちょっと説明しまして。
We talked about 4 times that we got ripped off in 4 different countries.
はい。
Which were?
スリランカ。
Yeah, we were taken on an impromptu tour、in Sri Lanka in front of the Red Mosque.
とフィリピンのフェリー。
We got ripped off paying for ferries to go to Bohol from Cebu.
イスタンブールの地下鉄。
We got ripped off sleight of hand at the metro in Istanbul.
あとあれだ、グアテマラのチキンバス。
And then we overpaid for our bus on the chicken bus in Guatemala.
はい、いろいろありました。
はい。はい、
で、次、いくら使ったか。
Yeah, the next question was, that we always get was, how much do we spend on our trip?
うん。で、これが A600 万、B750 万、C1000 万で、意外とこれみんな B って言ってたからね。B が多かった。うん、手挙げてくれたのは。
うん、
でも答えは600万。
We spent about 6 million yen together、in 10 months. Yeah. And what we even showed them like a breakdown.
まあここまでで一応質問というか FAQ 終わりにして、
yeah.
でその後旅にかかった費用を移動、宿泊、食事、アクティビティでそれぞれ。
Yeah, so there's four main categories where we spent money, which is transportation, accommodation, food and activities.And then yeah, we gave him like a pretty detailed breakdown of、
まあね、
our costs. Yeah, so we spent about 2.6 million on, this is all in yen by the way, so we spent about 2.6 million on transportation, 685,000 on accommodation, 920,000 on food, 1.135 million on activities, and then miscellaneous, this includes like insurance, SIM cards and stuff like that. It was about 510,000 for a total of roughly just under 6 million. A lot of the comments we got regarding this was that our accommodation was very cheap. Yeah.
何よりも、あ、まあ、その他以外に何よりも安かった、68万。
Yeah, and I wasn't really thinking about it because we stayed at some pretty nice places, but I think, yeah, the reason why it was cheap was because in the three most expensive countries, we didn't have to pay for accommodation. We didn't have to pay for accommodation in Australia, except for a couple nights. We didn't have to pay in Canada. We didn't have to pay in the US.
ありがとうございました。
本当にありがとうございます。
はい。
And then we kind of talked about just of each category, we talked about just ways to save money. Yeah, or ways, there's some things that we picked up along the way to save money.
節約術を移動と宿と食事アクティビティそれぞれ分けてどんな風に節約できるかをまあ tips みたいな、ちょっとお伝えした感じかな。
うん。 Should we give one tip each in each category?
時間ないよ。
We have 2 minutes.
でも質問の話とかはいいの？
Ah, okay, okay, fine. So yeah, we just talked about just tips on the 4 categories, and then we kind of finished with our last kind of thoughts about our whole trip. And our whole point of this event was to, for the listeners and for the people that participated, we just wanted to be any kind of inspiration, I guess, for the people that, you know, that have always wanted to travel or do a trip here or go see that, to, you know, you never know what your health is going to be like in the future. You don't know what geopolitics is going to be like, if you're going to be able to get somewhere. And so we wanted, you know, to people to motivate them to go do what they want.
まあ、このトークイベントの目的、一番のポイントとしては、皆さんの何かしたいみたいな気持ちにちょっと背中を押せたらいいなみたいな、
mm.
インスパイアしてもらったら嬉しいなっていう感じでしたね、はい、
目標達成できたかね、
どうかね、これで分かるんじゃないですか、mm. この後、
and then we did like a live Q&A。
うん、面白い質問いっぱいあったからね、それも話したいけどね、yeah. それに対してまた
Maybe in another episode.
はい、
はい、
やっぱりね、
ということで、
時間がなくなりました、
はい、最高に楽しいイベントでした、
はい、
Yeah, thank you again everybody for that, everybody that came out、and we're gonna be in Fukuoka、
うん、
We're looking for jobs、
そうだ仕事を、
はい、
探してます、
なので PleaseFollow us on Tabidat Lingual on Instagram and this podcast on Spotify and Radio Talk.
Hey.